You might think peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are just for kids, but they've become a locker room staple in the NBA, and basketball players aren't the only athletes who keep these lunchroom favorites around.
Joining us now to talk all about it, Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report. Hello, Hack.
Hello, guys. Great to be here.
So, peanut butter and jelly, why are they so popular with athletes these days?
Really, it's about convenience for a lot of athletes. They're quick, they're cheap, and they're very hard to make wrong. Also, they're about 70 cents each. So when you think about the convenience in an athlete, they'd rather make something like a peanut butter sandwich, which is very convenient and comforting to them, as opposed to having a smoothie or shake or something that takes a long period of time. But really, they're doing it because it is actually a performance booster.
Okay, so we have protein and carbohydrates all in one big sandwich, and certainly the caloric intake here helps out. To give us an idea of the nutritional value, calories and such, in a PBJ.
Well, most people, depending on who's making it, on average, it'll be anywhere from 400 to 500 calories. Mm-hmm. But if you're like me, have you ever seen anyone who can do it by the tablespoon?
No, it's so ridiculous.
No, it doesn't happen, yeah. Okay? Uh-uh. And, you know, half of the jar is always gone on one sandwich.
So how many teams have jumped on this PB&J bandwagon?
You know, it's almost countless, because it is really reverberated not only in basketball, as Sean said earlier, but there's other teams and other sports that are picking it up, primarily because, you know, athletes are superstitious and they like to try other things that successful athletes will do. So if an athlete says, my secret is peanut butter and jelly, like Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, you're going to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
They are addictive and they are convenient, but in the grand scheme, do you recommend them as something we should be doing for our own workout purposes?
Well, you know, Sean, they are not the most nutritionally balanced or best thing that you can put in your mouth. But they are convenient, as I said earlier. They do add a little bit of boost to your performance. And also, you can upgrade it. But you have to be cautious, because if you do have some food allergies to nuts, you need to be careful. You need to consult with a nutritionist or your healthcare provider. And if you haven't eaten any type of nut butters in a while, you really need to go very, very slow in the very beginning, because you can really overdo it. You can get kind of nutted out.
We do that all the time. Thank you, Hack. Fairfax Hackley from Body by Hack in this week's Best Body Report.